And again, I've been speaking to my friend Isaac, always asks me questions. I love him for it. You want to be a Kesher seeker, you want to be a Nudnik. To a Rebbe, that's to be a Nudnik. I have other things to say about that. So Isaac, as you notice, Isaac has by far the worst handwriting. That's one of his ands. But he really, really, really wants to get things down. So I'm going to try and use today's shiur, at least the first half, to illustrate the statement in English, a picture is worth 1,000 words. And charts are often very, very effective to capture a lot of information in a short way. So I'm gonna, I have a chart up on the board.
Can every chart say it's handwriting?
I want to present the Tosus in a chart fashion. And through that, again, if you're doing a chart, again, the board is not big enough, really. But this one, if I was doing it at my own sheet, I'd have footnotes, little notes. So we're going to start to work it through. You have a machlokes Rashbam and Rabbi Matam regarding the halacha mechusar. When it comes to the din of mechusar tzitza, what is the chiddush of Rashbam? Tell me, what does Rashbam hold? It only applies where? It only applies to two cases. What are the two cases he finds? You have a Keren Shalpar, that's a case where there's a Balchai, and it applies to the case of Atzitz Nokub. And from that, the Rashbam says, basically, fundamentally, the din of Mechusa Ketzitza is a halacha of Oker Davar Migidulo. It is a halacha that only applies to things that have a certain life force to them, Dahainu Mechubar Lekarka, or Balei Chayim. Problem is Oker Davar Migidulo. That is the basic position of the Rashbam, and Rabbeinu Tam disagrees, and Rabbeinu Tam says it applies to those cases for sure, but it even applies to cutting a klaf gadol into a klaf katan. It'll even apply in that case. Any kind of reformatting of the document is a breach of mechusar ketzitza. There must be, says the Rabbeinu Tam, a direct continuum in the cheftza of the get from ksiva to nesina, and if you go ahead and write a get on a big piece of paper, now you cut the get down, or you make some kind of paper cut, you start to manipulate the formatting of the get, the physical get, through some kind of cutting, even though it's not mechubal karka, you are going to violate this halacha, and the get is possible. That is the core of machlokas. Comes along the Rashbam, and the Rashbam brings a raya from Atzitz She'eno Nokev. What is the raya of the Rashbam? Very simple, very straightforward. The Rashbam says, this is machlokas later on, Rav and Abaye, when you have an atzitz nokuv, an atzitz, I'm going to use interchangeable English and Hebrew, you have a flower pot with a hole in it. So there you have a machlokas Abaye and Rav. Everyone agrees that me'ikar adin, you can pick it up and give it to the isha, but Rav is concerned. What's Rav concerned? Is shema, gzera shema, yiktam. Since you might cut off the leaf, we're not going to allow you to write a get on an atzitz she'eno, on the leaves of an atzitz she'eno nakuf. According to Abaye, are you allowed to cut up the leaf and give it to her? Yeah. No, you're not. According to Abaye, can you cut up the leaf and give it to her? Yes. No.
Sorry. Are you going to do that?
Not respond impulsively.
Yes.
If, according to Abaye, can you cut the leaf off and give her the leaf? No. Why not? Because of the psul of mechusar tzitza. According to Rava, can you cut the leaf off and give her the leaf? No. Why? Because everyone agrees that when it comes to atzitz nakuf, to cut off the leaf and give it to her is a problem of mechusar tzitza. What's the machlokes? Can you not cut off the leaf? Just pick up the whole flower pot, give it to her in her hands, and that be the get. According to Abaye, is it good? I love you, Shmuley. According to Abaye, to pick up the whole flower pot, the whole flower pot and give it to her is good. Because you're not, that's good. Rava says that's not good. Why is that not good? Because if you do that, you might come to snip the leaf. Everyone agrees that snipping the leaf is what? Is mechusar ketzitza possible. The machlokes is, can you pick up the flower pot and bring that over? Abaye says, no problem, we're not worried about shema yiktam. And Rava says, we're worried about shema yiktam, and that's awesome. Okay? Now, comes along the Rashbam and says, why are they arguing about atzitz she'eino nakuf? They could just as well argue about an atzitz nakuf if Rabbeinu Tam was right. If Rabbeinu Tam was right, the din of mechusar ketzitza even applies to eino mechubar lakarka, then they could have just as well argued on an atzitz nakuf. Why are they arguing about atzitz she'eino nakuf? Because that, the din of cutting the leaf off only applies, I said it backwards. Only applies, I said it backwards, my bad. It only applies to the atzitz nakov. When are they arguing about the argument atzitz nakov? We have an atzitz she'eino nakov, a flower pot that doesn't have a hole in it. Is that mechuba lakarka? If it doesn't have a hole in it, it's not mechuba lakarka. And as a result, can you cut the leaf off and give it to her according to Abai and according to Rava? Yes, you could, says the Rashbam. And that's a proof. Therefore, this is a riot. The fact that Machok is only about Atzitz Sheino Nakuv, by Atzitz Nakuv, they don't. The Gemara does not talk about Atzitz Nakuv. Why does it not talk about Atzitz Nakuv? Because everyone would agree that Atzitz Nakuv is?
No, Sheino Nakuv is.
You're right. I messed myself up. Thank you. The riot is from Atzitz Nakuv. The Gemara has the Machokas by Atzitz Nakuv. That's where the Machokas is Abai and Rava. The Gemara does not address Atzitz She'e Eino Nakuv. It doesn't address Atzitz She'e Eino Nakuv. Why not? Because in Atzitz She'e Eino Nakuv argues the Rashbam, if you cut up the leaf and give it turn, is it good or no good? It's good. So therefore, can you give it a whole flower pile of Kuleyama? Of course he can. There's no Machokas, and this supports the Shita of the Rashbam. That is the Raya of the Sugya that the Rashbam is. Now, did the Rabbeinu Tam know how to learn?
Yes.
Yes, he did. So the Rabbeinu Tam is going to need to respond to this Raya of the Rashbam, and he does so. And he does so in two ways. One, way number one is he argues, you know what? The same exact machlokas that the Gemara records of Atzitz Nakov exists by Atzitz Sheino Nakov. Same exact machlokas. What do I mean by same exact machlokas? Because according to Rabbeinu Tam, if you cut the leaf off of an atzitz that has no hole in it, is that going to be okay or not okay, according to Rabbeinu Tam? According to Rabbeinu Tam, it's not to cut the leaf off and give her the leaf is no good. Why? Because he says any even klap gadol doesn't have to be mechubal karka, it's no good. So why are they arguing specifically about atzitz she'eino nakuv? Why not also argue about atzitz she'eino nakuv? Says the Rabbeinu Tam, two reasons. Reason number one is lehodiacha kocho de'abaye, to show you how lenient Abaye is. Abaye is really lenient. How lenient? What's a bigger chiddush? What's a bigger chiddush? That you're allowed to cut off the leaf, that you're allowed to give a woman the get on a flower pot when it's the flower pot has a hole in it or when it doesn't have a hole in it? What's a bigger chiddush? Even when it has a hole in it, you can go ahead and give it to her. Wow, that's a tremendous chiddush. The reason the Gemara mentioned the case Dafka of Atzitz Nakuv is to show you that Abaye is not even gozer in that case. And that's a bigger chiddush. That's not a lumdisha point, it's a technical point. Then the Rabbeinu Tam gives us a lumdisha point. And this is a very, very important point. This point is true. The first approach is called Lodiach HaKog D'Abaye, and the next approach is going to be true Bein La'Abaye and Bein L'Rava. What is the next point? Rabosai, you have to give her a get. You wrote the get on a leaf of an Atzitz Nakuv. How are you giving her the get? If it's Atzitz Nakuv, give me one word, another way to say Atzitz Nakuv. Don't just translate the word. Atzitz Nakuv means what is it? It's Mechuba. In order to transfer to the woman that which is mechuba lakarka, you need an asina. How do you do an asina on that which is mechuba lakarka? So says Tosis, can you go ahead and just pick it up and give it to her? Not really. Why not? Because even when you pick it up and give it to her, it's still called mechuba lakarka. Can you drag it? No. Why? Because it's still called mechuba lakarka. How is it that you go ahead and get it to her, transfer it to her? You pick it up and give it to her, but you need more than that. You need to uproot it from karka. How do you uproot it from karka? You sever the yanika. What does severing the yanika in demand entail? You have to take a plate or something and breach the connection, even the ephemeral connection to the earth. But if you're doing that, what are you really doing? You're being kaitzitz. And if you're being kaitzitz, that creates a separation between the ksiva and the nesina of ktsitsa. And therefore, that should not be good. So what is the Gemara Mechadesh over here in that case of Atzitz Nakuv? That even though you're severing the anika, it's not called Mechusa Ksitza. That severance of anika does not equal Mechusar. And what will Rabbeinu Tam tell you? What is the Lumdashi Yesod over here? Dovi Kimmel? What's the lumdus yesod in this position of Benetam? What's the Benetam's lumdus? What's the chiddush? What's the lumdus type of the chiddush?
Yeah.
That in order that the din of mechusar ktsitsa needs something physical, not something halachic, but something physical. Do you have something physical over here? Was it attached physically to the ground? No, it was halachically attached to the ground. We treat it al pidin as mechubal karka. It's not physically attached to the ground. Nevertheless, and therefore, it's not called mechusar ktsitsa. When would it be called mechusar ktsitsa? Only if it is, physically attached. And that's a tremendous question.
It's probably kinanim.
What do you mean?
I'm
not sure what you
mean. You need to actually play under it.
Right.
That's a halachic.
Right. Right. Correct.
Correct. It wasn't physically attached.
Excellent. Ketzitza is a physical concept. Okay.
Who said this? You said
this is Rabbi. This is the re-answer from Rabbi.
You said it like a few years ago.
We said it yesterday.
Somebody said on fast, no.
That I remember. Okay. Now, Rabosai, moving on. Comes along. Now, this is, I'm looking a little bit, I'm going under the surface slightly, okay? There's another case in the Gemara that Tosis mentions. He kind of mentioned in passing, and most of you probably glossed over it, but I want to focus on it a little bit because I want to show you how to learn a Tosis. Get al hacheres, shell. Atzitz. He wrote a get on the cheres of an atzitz nukuf. Got it?
Yep.
Are you allowed to use that as a get, Rabosa?
Yes.
Yes, you can. How do you give that get to the isha?
Pick it up and give it to
you. You pick it up and you give it to her. Okay, now stay with me. This is the second most important part of shiur. I'm not doing anything fancy. I just want you to think with me. What is the chidush in the case of the din of cheres that you pick, it's good, and how do you solve your problem? You just pick it up and give it to the woman. What is, I think there's two small little chidush. Chidush number one.
Just because it's holding a plant doesn't really mean the pot itself is what it gets written on. That is definitely metalflin. Chibor shamiyakim doesn't matter. Pot itself is the get, just give the pot and you're good. Even though it causes something else. It's like another
person.
When the dirt's going to be mechubar karka?
Simple. You too. What?
Regardless of the fact that the unit is mechubar karka, it still works. That's the chiddush. Regardless that it's mechubar karka, the transference still makes it kasha get.
But we know that already. I mean, we know that we don't need cheres for that. You know that from
so
the other side.
So there has to be a middle step. That's the chiddush. And how you get
what?
To...
What?
No cut a pot.
Chiddush number one. Well, chiddush number one, let's start with easy chiddush. Rabbi said, are we worried that you're going to break off a piece of the pot? What were we worried about in the case of when you write an Aleh Shel Zayis, Aleh, on the leaf? You worry you're going to Shema Yiftam. Is there a gzera? So chiddush number one is Ein Gozrin, what?
Shema Yishbor.
Ain't gozrin shema yishbar in the same way that we did what?
Shema
that we were gozer shema yiktor. So ain't gozrin shema. We're not gozer. That we're worried that you might break the pot and give her the piece. We're not worried about that. When you wrote it on a leaf, what are we worried about? You might cut the leaf. We're not worried you might cut out the flower pot. We're not worried about that. No gzera. Al hacheres. One second. This is a second kiddush. Can I break the cheres and just give her the cheres? According to the Gemara, can I break the cheres and give her the cheres?
No.
Yes.
The answer is no. Why is the answer no? Because what does the Gemara say? You have to give the whole cheres. So the Gemara is telling you, you have to give the whole cheres. You can't break a cheres and give it to her. That you can't do. So Rabosai, I have a question for you. Does the cheres case support the Rashbam or Rabbeinu Tam. Do not answer impulsively. Does Cheresh support Rashbam or Rabbeinu Tam? There's two chiddushim over here. There's one chiddush. There's no gzera Shema Yishbor, unlike the gzera of Shema Yiktum. Chiddush number two, you cannot break a piece of the cheres. Libel, since you look like you have the answer, I'm going to go with you.
Well, the first one is the real chiddush, then Rabbeinu.
They're both chiddush. Go.
The first one is the support to Rabbeinu Tam.
First one is support for.
No, yeah. Yes.
Well,
yes.
Rabbeinu
Tam. Libel, the second chiddush is a support for Rabbeinu Tam. Why? You can't break the cheres and give her the piece of cheres. Why not? Because Rabbeinu Tam says it applies even to klap klap kotten. So the second piece, the second chiddush that you have to give the whole thing and not part of it, you have to give the whole thing and not part of it, supports who? That supports Rabbeinu Tam. What about the first din? That there's no gzera shema yishbar. You know why there's no gzera shema yishbar? Because if you were Shaver and gave her the piece, the two conditions are in a certain sense.
Yeah, but
the
first one go like a real time.
Why are we not go there?
Do the same thing.
Why is there no Xera Shema Yizbor? I might come to break it. So the Rashbam is going to tell you. Listen to me. Listen to me first. The Rashbam is going to tell me. You know why there's no gzera? Because
if it was broken, you're allowed.
If I break it, no worries. No worries. That's what the Rashbam is going to tell you. And in fact, Tosas has to get out of that problem. Rabbeinu Tam has to get out of that problem. And what does Rabbeinu Tam say to get out of this problem? What does Rabbeinu Tam answer? Is that since it's not the derech to break what? To break pots. It's not the derech. It is the derech to cut off leaves. It's not the derech to break off pots, and therefore, that's why there's no gzeira. So they weren't gozer. Can you give her the part of the pot? Can you give her part of the pot? Can you give her part of the pot? What does Rabbeinu Tam say?
No.
You know what the Rashbam says?
Yeah.
You can. You can. You can. You can give her part of the pot. You can give her part of the pot. If you look at the Ramban and the Rashba, they all say that this did give me the whole pot. Give me the whole pot. According to Rashbam, lav dafka. You can give her part of the pot. You can give her part of the pot. Because, no problem, give her part of the pot. That's why. Let me say it over again. I'm getting blank look. One more time. See, hands down.
It's good. No, I'm disproved. It's not a thing.
Hands down. I'll both say one more time. This is a din of cheres. You give her the whole, the Gemara says, you can write on the cheres, give her the whole cheres. Says the Rashbam, why are we worried about breaking the piece and giving her a piece? The answer is because we're not worried about that. Why are we not worried about that? Because there's no iser in it. There's no iser in it because it's not attached. When it's not attached, there's no iser. That's the raya of the Rashbam. What is Rabbeinu Tam going to answer that raya? Now, the top part, in goes in Shana Yishma, is a raya to the Rashbam. What's the Rashbam going to answer that part, to that top piece? Why are we not worried about, according to Rashbam, what's the din? Are you worried about breaking the piece? Are you worried about breaking the piece, according to Rashbam? You're not worried. Why not? Because break the piece. Who cares? There's no problem breaking the piece and giving the partial get. There's no din of mechus hatzitza by that which is inanimate. Says Rabbeinu Tam, no, these are not gozer, is because I'm not worried about it. You know, I'm not worried about it because people don't break pottery pieces. What about the seifa? The seifa, the Gemara says, Daf, you have to give her the whole thing. Says Rabbi Natan, you know why I have to give her the whole thing? Because you're not allowed to. You're not allowed to what? You're not allowed to break it. You know what the Rashbam says? You are allowed to break it. So when the Gemara says you have to give her the whole thing, two words. Lav dafka.
What does that mean?
It means lav dafka.
What does that mean?
It means you can break it.
Where? Why?
Why not? Why not?
How would that mean lav? How would lav dafka?
Lav dafka means?
Not only this, but also...
Lav dafka means when the Gemara says you have to give her the whole pottery, the whole flower pot.
For everything.
Not true. Not true. You don't have to give her the whole pottery. You can give her. You can cut a piece off and give it to her.
But that's not what Tosfos said.
I get it. The Rashbam is using this Gemara as a kasha on Rabbi Natan. Rabbi Natan answers the kasha. And I am saying, other Rishon point out that this Gemara is also kasha on Rabbi Natan. Because why, according to
Rabbi Natan? Because he didn't really
answer. Why does Rabbi Natan, you're right. Why does Rabbi Natan, and, by the way, who was Rabbi Natan's brother?
Rashbam.
So when they were sitting at the Shabbos table, this is what they were talking about. This is what they were talking about.
Awesome.
They were handling in the definitions of Mechusik Tzitza Atzir Anam. Okay, Rabosai, Viter. I gotta go Viter. Rabbi Natan then brings one last proof. Wild. Wild proof. He quotes a Gemara in Masech Eschul. So if arrived, get Choris, Shacharis, and he says, wait, there's a Gemara in Masech Eschul. Masech Eschul in Daf Pei Tes deals with the mitzvah of Kisui Hadam. Kisui Hadam, Yeshochei Dechaya, or Yeshochei, an oath, you have to cover the blood. Gemara says, wow, you have an ir nidachas. What's an ir nidachas? The whole city was involved in Avodah Zarah. What happens to that city? You have to burn the city down. Gemara wants to know, can you use the offer of ir nidachas for Kisui Hadam? Can you use the dirt? And the Gemara says, how can you use the dirt? After all, it's aser bahana because it's omed l'sreifa. How do you burn an ir nidachas? What do you do? No, you don't
gather
just
everything.
You gather everything together in the city square, all the furniture, all the stuff, and then you light it up. So the Gemara says you have to do that not just with the furniture and stuff, you also do it with the offer. So the offer is going to be aser be hana. So you can't do kisi adam with the offer of irani dachas. So Gemara says, yeah, but you can do it. So Gemara says we're talking about afar afara. What does it mean, afar afara? It's the lower level. Not the upper level, the lower level. So the Gemara says, wait a second. That's also part of the Irani Dachas. That's also part of the Irani Dachas. So why do you have to burn that also? The Gemara says, you don't have to burn that. Why not? Because in order to get that, listen to the words. What do you do with the, how do you burn Irani Dachas? You gather. That's called kvitza. Visarafta. And you burn. The only things that have to be burnt in the Irani Dachas is things that you can. All you need to do is kvitza and sreif. But the dirt, you have to, listen to the words, tlisha kvitza v'sreif. It's mechusar tlisha kvitza v'sreif. What do you have to do? You have to uproot the dirt. Uproot. Detach the dirt.
That's
not paper. Detach the dirt. Gather it, and then burn it. So what do you see, says Rabbi Natan? Unbelievable riot. What's the nature of dirt? It's called mechubar. Rabosai, is dirt alive? Is dirt alive? Does it have any life to it whatsoever? No. Yet the din of tlisha, mechusa tlisha, applies also to dirt. If it applies to dirt, Rabosai, what's more connected? What's more connected? These two pieces, halves of the paper, or dirt to dirt? What's greater connection? Yet when it comes to... Who said dirt to dirt?
It's dirt, it's just all one.
What's more connected? What is more mechubar? Paper to itself or dirt to other dirt?
Dirt to dirt is dirt to itself, so...
Yeah.
It's not connected to it. It's not connected. What's a greater chibur? Says Taisus, this is a greater chibur. Yet the Gemara says... That dirt to dirt is called mechusat lisha. If that's Mechuzat Klisha, then certainly this Mechuzat Klisha, says the Rabbi Natan, slam dunk Raya.
Yes.
Slam dunk Raya from Irani Dachas, that the din of Mechuzat Kitzitza does not only apply to that which is alive. Who responds to this Raya? Take a look now at the Rashba, and we're going to finish the Tosis with this Rashba, and then we're going to look at the Ramban, and that's going to be the end. Look at the Rashba. The Rashba writes as the. Just I want you to see the counter raya.
Is there conclusion?
Yeah, I'm getting to it. But I want to just. So the Rashba writes. Look at the Rashba source number 4. The hahid afar ir hanidachas. In the case of afar ir hanidachas, he gives two answers in opposite directions. Answer number. I'll do answer number 2 first. Because I don't want to discuss it at all. Gentlemen, does earth grow in the earth?
Yes.
Yes. I don't know. Says the Rashbam, earth is alive. It is interesting. Look at the Rashbam's words. V'inami. Inami. I'm about 8 lines from the end of the Rashbam. V'inami. Shaha'ofer yoneku ze mizeh. The offer is yoinik, and therefore it's ka'oker davar mikidulahu.
So Shmuley was right.
And therefore Shmuley was right. First time today. So says the Rashbam again. I am not a botanist. I am not. I cannot explain to you the plantology of this, but he says that the offer is yoinek mina offer, and it's oker davar mikidulo, and therefore it works for the Rashba.
I like it. I don't know.
Secondly, the second comment that is made by the Rashba, which is right after the little dots, listen to what he says. The he da offer irani dachas hakik amar. By the 3 little dots, the 4 dots. Vahidov Rani Yudach Hakamer. In Eskol Shalotik boats, Misha Yucha Lik boats for Lithro, Kagon Afara, Aval Afara, Afara, she Epsha all the Kapso. You can't go ahead and gather it, Elim Kain Yitlosh, until you uproot it at the home. Slow. So now he says, Delo Amra Torah Elamisha and Mechusa El Kvitsa, Aval Karka Olam Lo. Vahi, and then he says, the law mishum de mechuser tlisha dafka ka'amar. Rashbam is saying, don't misunderstand the Gemara. Is the Gemara telling you, what's the Gemara's message to you? What has to be burnt? What has to be burnt in an Yarni Dachas? Just the upper layer, which just requires gathering. The lower layers, you have to do tlisha. Is that what the Gemara really means? You have to uproot? It's telling you, how deep does the Yarni Dachas go? Do you have to dig to China? You don't have to dig to China. All it's telling you is the irani dachas that has to be burnt is only that which is requires easy kvitsa, which is the upper layer. The lower layer already requires more efforts and therefore is not called the part of the irani dachas that has to be burnt. It's not the pshat that the earth is attached to the earth. That's not what's going on over here. That's not what the message over here. Yeah, it says that. It says that. But you remember what I told you the other day from Raparna Shlita? That's not what it means. Don't always think it. Don't take it literally. It means that you don't have to dig to China. That's all it means. But it's not the pshat that the dirt is attached to the dirt and therefore there's a raya for Rabbeinu Tam. So all the rayas, every raya that we brought, nothing is dispositive. Nothing is compelling. Every single raya can be cast aside. There is no slam dunk, so I need to know, I'm a Masader Gittin. What's the halach? Let's say you write a get on a giant piece of paper, and now you want to cut it down to size. According to Rabbeinu Tam, are you allowed to? Hello? No. According to Rashbam, are you allowed to? Yes. Halach lamais. So Tosis concludes with halach lamais. Says Tosis, After all is said and done, even Rabbeinu Tam is going to be, pardon the pun, cut down to size a little bit. Ul Rabbeinu Tam, dafka nechtaf miklav godo, chasim v'chusak tzitza, aval chotek min haget davarim. What? If you're just cutting a little bit from the get, let's say you have a get this size, here's the writing, you want to just, you know, neaten it up a little bit. So you cut down a little bit of the margins. A little bit of the margins, liyaposo, to make it more beautiful, lo chasiv bekach mechusak tzitza. That's not called mechusak tzitza. When is it called mechusak tzitza? When you have a giant big piece of paper and now you're cutting it out and you're doing something meaningful and significant in reformatting, little reformatting, a little snip on the edges, no biggie. Big reformatting, that's a problem. And that's the psak halach. There's gray area. I'm not a pesach here. What's the line? I don't know. But that's the psak. And he brings a couple of rayas. You might recall, we had a sugya the other day. If I say the Nir Shali, or I keep Bein HaTevos, so what's happening? I'm going to be effectively cutting it up. Little cutting like that, no biggie. That's okay. Little cutting. We had the first sugya we learned in this parak. We talked about zman and a get. And the Gemara had a case, what's the din if you cut out the zman of the get? So the Gemara says, it wasn't pasuk because of mechusak tzitza. Why not? Little cutting, no problem. And that is the position of the... that's what emerged la'alach. Okay. Rabosai, that's the precursor of the shir. Now I want to begin shir. And the real essence of the shir is in the Ramban. So we're going to take out the Ramban. I want to make sure you had Tosas down. The Ramban says some amazing stuff over here. Guys, for those of you who have Reberg, you got 11 minutes with me. I'll be done with the Ramban, believe me, in 12 minutes max.
Was that the hardest Tosas of the year?
No, that was not a hard Tosas. That was a longer... It's not a hard Tosas. You just have to work it through. It's not a hard Tosas. For sure not. Okay, Rabosai, open up your Rambans, please. I am in the middle... It's in the middle of a section in the Ramban. And I'm going to start... I'm going to read fast. And I want to get to... My Ramban starts... Umatsasi... Umatsasi betaisis. Great. It's nicely laid out over here. Okay, I'm in the Ramban, Umatsasi Batoisis. It's in your Ramban, do you have a Ramban that starts Yatzazer Shemuchusa Ksitza Venesina? Is it a very long piece? Okay, so it's about, I'd say about 54% into that piece, maybe 52%. Umatsasi Batoisis. Do you found it? Okay, just tell everyone where it is. Second column.
Second column, 40% of the way down.
Exactly.
First word of the line.
Oh, great.
First word of the line,
40%. Okay. Umatsasi petoisa shezed das rabbeinu tam. Vehei medamen advarm la'osa shom v'perek nigma adin eitz. Shomani bein betalos bein b'vachu v'misha enim v'chuz al kvura. Yatzadesh v'chuz k'tiz al kvura. Rabbi Yosef said, yatzadim ra. Okay, yeah, I don't care about this. He brings our case. Says Ramban. Let's read that sentence again. It's an important sentence. I don't get Rabbeinu Tam. Because when I went through Shas, Lo Matzasi B'Talmud, Yatza Zeh, Shemechusa, when do I have case of Mechusa Ktsitsa? Only if, Kishi Esher Lasos Mimenu Oso Maisa, Bichisaron Hadavar. What does that mean? If I write a get on a tree, what must happen in order for the get to be delivered? It must happen. That's where you have a din of mechusak tzitza, where the nesina is impossible without tzitza. If you write a get on a big piece of paper, is the nesina possible? If it's mechubar gomur, then he efshala kayim bo nesina elabik tzitza. Aval tolosh gomur, but let's say it's tolosh gomur, like a piece of paper, big piece of paper. My mechusar ika, is the get complete? The fact that you want to cut it down, does that diminish the get? No. V'cheinami and so too he says. V'cheinami mechubar de'atzitz V'keren. My mechusar ika. If you write it on the leaves of an atzitz, is there any mechusar? Is there anything missing? Is there any mechusar tzitzah? Can you give her the whole atzitz? Yes. Can you give her the whole cow?
Yes.
Ubishlema dahasam ika lemeim gzerishum mechuber gamur. Maybe he'll make a gzerishum mechuber gamur. V'tamid mechuber gamur farsh begemara, etc. So he has a big problem with the Rabbeinu Tam. He says, I don't get this Rabbeinu Tam. And then I want to save time a little bit. Gzera atu mechubar. Since by a tree, so by atzitz not make a gzera atu mechubar. Aval reisib yisham demapik mechubar misefer. He quotes that yisham misefer. Ma sefer miyukos yitu betalos. I've called betalos. Ubrais besefer dara. Mi begemar dilan lo dars yachis sefer klal. Umasa delman de dars lo nafkle min mechuz mechitza chesos la ilan, etc. Let's skip. Now. Ulafize, because of these kashas, go to, he quotes the Rabbeinu Haigon. That's what I want to spend the last few minutes on. Ulafize hatam nirin li dvarav shel Rabbeinu Haigon. And he quotes a Rabbeinu Haigon. Now listen to Rabbeinu Haigon. This is gvaldik. It's gvaldik. It's a few lines down. There you go. What Rabbeinu got? So Rabbeinu Haigon writes like this. Watch this. Beautiful. She'im Omar, imikodem, ksiva. If before ksiva, have a daita lemei gazminei, less lan lemigzar lebasar de echtov. Aval ilo have a bedaita lemei gaz, less lamba. Elu dvarav. Vehem nechaynim. Lefid varenu, de mechusar maisa benesina zu ka Omar Rachmana, ubedaito shel adam hu chisaron zeh hu betalashu. What in the world did he just say? What? He says as follows. You're right. He says as follows. Rabosai, I'm starting to write again. Before I start, I get pen and paper in hand. My intention is to give a little small get. But I write it on a giant piece of paper. But my intention is a little small get. In such a case, is the ktsitsa a meaningful ktsitsa? Because my intention was small. I wrote on big. Now, after I wrote on big, what do? I cut small. Since my intention was small, my intention defines the get. The get is small. But I wrote big. So the cutting is a problem. But if my intention was to write big, and I wrote on a big piece of paper, and then I say, you know what? So I cut off the edges, that's okay. Look inside for where it says Rabbeinu Hai. Im mikodem ksiva, have a daita lemei gazminei, then lesle lemigzard lebasar de echtav. Let me explain it better. Abosai, if I wanted to write a small get, what must happen first? The definition of the paper or the writing? If I want to write on a small get, I take a giant piece of oak tag. Can I write and then cut? Or do I have to cut and then write? I have to cut and then write. Why? Because my subjective das will define the chefza of the get. And therefore, you first have the chefza of the niyar, and then you do what? And then you have to do the cutting. And then you have to, in other words, everything. Let me just summarize, and then I'll let you guys go. Let me summarize. Rabosai, according to this Ramban, and Ravainu Haigon, and it ties into our Rabbeinu Tam, there are three halachos in Mechusa Ktsitsa. Halacha number one, on a tree. I write on a tree and I have to cut off the tree to give it to her. What's the din? Mechusa Ktsitsa. Why? Because that is objectively demands Ktsitsa. That's a hefsek. That's no good. What is the din if I write it on a Keren Shel Para? And I take off the Keren Shel Para. Is that necessary to be, is it demanded to do Nesina? No, but because a para is a davar chashuv, would you say that if I take off the keren, I'm giving her a piece of the para, or am I giving her a keren? It's a new thing. Once it's a new thing, it's a new thing, that's also mechusar tzitza. It's a new thing. And then tranche three is something entirely subjective. That my das controls what's called the chefts of the get. And if my intention is to write a small get, a small piece of paper, I have to make it small when? Before the tzitza.
Why is that so subjective?
Because it's totally on my intention. If my intention is to write a big get and I want to cut it afterwards, I could do that. But if my intention is at the shot before ksiva is to write it small, then I can't do the cutting when? After the ksiva. The cutting has to be before the ksiva. What this highlights, all right, I'm going to leave a voice note for you just to clarify these points, but what this highlights is, according to Rabbeinu Tam, there's a very tight continuum between ksiva and asina, and it does depend on the subjective intent of the Baal. The ksiva is a chelik of the nesina, and therefore, if you interrupt the ksiva with cutting that should have happened beforehand, it's going to pass you again. I did that too fast, and we didn't see inside. Go to your lunches or your shiurim, etc., and I'll try and tighten it up over the voice note.